The number of vaping-related illnesses is up nationwide. According to the Centers for Disease Control, there are now 1,080 cases in 48 states and one U.S. territory. Seven of those cases were here in Arizona, and a total of 18 people have died in more than a dozen states. The CDC says patients as young as 13 and as old as 75 have been hospitalized with a median age of 23 years old. The majority of patients reported have a history of using vaping products containing THC, the primary psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. But the reason this is happening is still largely a mystery. Now, the Mayo Clinic is out with a new study that sheds some light on that, though. Researchers there examined biopsies from 17 patients with lung injury due to vaping and found injuries akin to those made by exposure to toxic chemical fumes or poisonous gases. For more on this, I got a hold of Dr. Yasmin Butt, surgical pathologist with the Mayo Clinic and author of this study.
You know, we went into this with an open mind. We had seen some cases scattered here and there, but then there was this resurgence of cases. And so then we became a little more systematic about it and started gathering the few cases that we had in our archives, and then honestly ones that were just coming across our desk over a couple of week period. So anything that we could find, we put together, and then we looked at the findings and compared them and came up with essentially criteria for, at least in our study, what these kinds of damages from this vaping was causing in the lung. And what we found is essentially a range of acute lung injury. And it's the type of acute lung injury that's akin to a chemical fume injury. You know, the lung, like anything else in the body, can only respond to injury in so many ways. So if you think about it, if you say if you cut your finger, whether it's with scissors or knife or something, you're still going to bleed the same way. And the lung is like that. And the type of injury responses that we're seeing are similar to what you see in patients that had a massive chemical fume injury, like a worker in an industrial accident.
That's really interesting. I mean, is that surprising to you? Is that what you expected?
You know, I think in some ways it wasn't surprising just because these are, you know, these cartridges heat up and things are being burned. But it's surprising in the sense that for two reasons. So this is very different than what we see in people that smoke traditional tobacco cigarettes. Those changes are different and much slower in their onset compared to the acute injuries that we were seeing here. And then also we were surprised by the lack of fat accumulation in these lungs. So this is something that has been kind of bandied around as a possible cause, is that it's actually fat accumulating and, you know, with the vitamin E dissolved in the fat in these patients' lung that's causing the damage. But that's actually not what we saw.
So if this is akin to somebody who experienced like a serious chemical accident, what might be behind this? What might be causing this then within a vaping device?
So unfortunately, we can't point to a specific chemical and say, you know, chemical A is what's causing these injuries. But I do think that the range of types of injuries that we saw, so we saw a range of acute lung injuries. Some were more severe than others. Two of the patients actually in our study passed away, and they had extremely severe acute lung injury that we called diffuse alveolar damage. And then, you know, we saw some findings that were a little bit less severe. So I think that probably corresponds fairly well to the range of chemicals that people are using in their vape devices.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to track down, you know, what someone's using, where they got it, the quantity they're using, the volume in which they're using it. But I think something that did come across is, I mean, in addition to these, the findings being acute, the presentations were also acute. So these aren't people that have been, you know, necessarily smoking for years, like as if with tobacco cigarettes, and then they have a slow onset of symptoms. It's more very quick over a couple of days or weeks, or I think a month was one of our longer time periods. But these are acute injuries.
So you said you've seen some cases like this pop up over the last few years in relation to vaping, but now there's been this spike. So given what you've learned in this initial study, do you think this points to a theory like, you know, some sort of chemical that's in the vaping device that people are buying that was manufactured badly or something like that? Do you have any theories here?
You know, I think it's probably a combination. It could be that there are new chemicals on the market, or people are putting things into their vape devices that weren't necessarily put in there. But there were also patients who, you know, didn't necessarily use any off-market devices, so to speak. I think there's also a component of awareness in both the general public and among clinicians that now you can actually have vaping being a cause of someone coming in who was previously healthy with this disease. terrible respiratory failure and ending up in the intensive care unit on respirators.
So the debate around vaping is tricky, right? Because the industry says, you know, this is a way to help people quit smoking much more dangerous cigarettes. But now the CDC is reporting some deaths, these injuries related to vaping. There are now warnings against vaping. There's talk of banning it or banning flavors. What do you want people to know, given what you know about the effects of this?
So that's a very good question and a very difficult question to answer. I'll start off with saying just, you know, as someone who's a pulmonary pathologist and a physician, smoking is incredibly harmful. Just traditional cigarettes, it's certainly not safe. And I would never encourage anyone to smoke tobacco cigarettes. However, with vaping, I think the important takeaway point here is that there is this perception, which is perhaps being, you know, battled against, that vaping is completely safe and no harm can come from vaping.
Right.
And that is definitely not the case. So I want people to take away that vaping is not without risks. And unfortunately, we still are needing to gather more information on what types of vaping or volumes or consistencies, who knows? I mean, what chemical or chemicals are responsible for causing this type of injury. But people need to know that it is a risky behavior and you don't know what's going to happen.
That is Dr. Yasmeen Butt, a surgical pathologist at the Mayo Clinic and the author of this study. Dr. Butt, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.